Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2016 from Griswold High School. We have three senior class members with us today, and we're going to start with...
Natalia Kunze.
Okay, Natalia, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Brad and Joni Kunze from Lewis, and I have three little brothers, Benjamin, Michael, and Robert.
Awesome. Which one's your favorite?
That's debatable. I love them all.
It just depends on the day, right? Let's talk about classwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I've enjoyed a lot of my college coursework. Psychology was one of my favorites, and I chose that as my major, so that's been one of the best ones.
Okay, so you kind of stumbled into something that maybe under normal circumstances you wouldn't stumble into that course of study as a favorite if you had normal high school classwork.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, very good. Well, what about teachers? Who are your favorites?
Sandy Nelson and Nancy Platt have been two of my favorite teachers. They've been very encouraging, and they've always helped me with extra stuff that they really didn't have to do, so that's always been very nice of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you look for teachers who are going to maybe go that extra mile for you? I mean, they're obligated during class time, but they help you out after class and make sure that you're getting everything the way you, understanding the way you need to and moving forward?
Yeah, these two have gone above and beyond to help me with things that they really didn't have to do, such as recommendations for scholarships and even for job interviews. I've used them as references, so they've been really great.
Very good. Well, it's good to get that extra experience there from the teachers who've seen that stuff all before. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I'm involved in just about everything that's not sports, basically. National Honor Society, yearbook, FFA, FCCLA, musical, band, choir, and just about, you know, all the clubs and activities, and I have a job on top of that, so.
Wow, you're awful busy. Do you find that you're pretty good at organizing things?
Yeah, organization is a big factor for me. I don't think I could do anything without it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite among all those things you talked about?
I absolutely love my job, and that's kind of laid the pathwork for my future career, so I've really enjoyed that.
Okay, well, no fair. You didn't tell us what your job is.
I work as a medication manager / med aid.
Okay, very good. And that's kind of a grown-up job for a teenager, isn't it?
Yeah, I got certified right as I turned 16, so it's pretty good. I've
wow.
enjoyed it.
What's that? Is that something that you always wanted to do? Did somebody point you in that direction?
I kind of guided myself. I'm self-guided in a lot of things, but my parents are very encouraging, and my mom, she works in healthcare as a doctor of psychology, so I've kind of followed along the healthcare path because of her.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you've always been interested in, is healthcare?
Always. I've always known that I wanted to go on and go into the healthcare field, so.
Very good. All right. Well, let's talk about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
I will be at Creighton University and University of Nebraska, Omaha, majoring in psychology and chemistry with a pre-med curriculum.
You have this all figured out already, don't you?
Oh, yes.
How long did it take you to figure out that path?
I've known for quite a while. The chemistry major is fairly new, but a lot of the pre-med coursework falls directly into the chemistry major, so I figured I might as well just finish it up and get it over with.
Okay, and Creighton, UNO, you said, is where you're going to do both of those locations.
Yes.
How did you choose that?
They both have a really good med school, and I'll be going out of medical school in about 2 years, so... I figure that since they both have a linked medical school, it'd be nice to have the advantage of having the prerequisites at the undergraduates.
Well, Natalia, I'm betting you probably have quite a few college credits already stacked up, don't you?
I do. I have the equivalent of 2 years completed, so two more.
Wow, that's terrific. Great head start. Well, what advice would you give those eighth graders? What do you want them to know before they start high school?
I would tell them to take school seriously and manage their coursework and go out for as many extracurriculars as they can, but still spend time with your family, because I was at the point where I was putting a lot before my family, but now I'm trying to find time to be with my family, mm-hmm. so don't forget about your family and friends and where you came from.
Very good. I want to ask you, too, is there something when you think back years from now about your high school time, is there something that you've accomplished that you'll be most proud of?
Probably all my extracurricular college classes. I've got a lot of that out of the way for my undergraduate, my bachelor's degree, and I'm pretty proud of that. So that'll probably get me a long way in the future, since med school is about, you know, when y'all get all said and done, it's about 12 years. So, you know, mm-hmm. cut 2 years off of that. That makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. Ask your banker. He'll tell you that right away. Very good. Well, Natalia, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And who's next?
My name's Peyton Rush.
Okay. Peyton, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Kevin and Gina Rush, and then I have two younger sisters, Carson and Ava.
Okay, let's talk classwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed English a lot with Mrs. Nelson, and then I also enjoyed math class with Mrs. Hauser. She really slowed things down for me when I needed help and just put in the extra time outside of class when I needed it.
Sure, very good. So those are the teachers you'll be talking about down the road.
Yep.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I'm in a lot of sports. I'm involved in basketball, track, cross country. I was in softball and volleyball in the previous years. Then in clubs, I'm in FFA, FBLA, FCCLA. I'm a yearbook editor, and then I'm also the NHS president, and I'm a class officer. I'm the vice president of our class.
So who's busier, you or Natalia? It seems like you guys are all running in different directions.
Yeah, we're both pretty busy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll ask the same question I asked her. Is organization a big deal for you then, since you seem to have so much on your plate?
Yeah, it's been easy for me because I've been a very organized person, but to stay busy and just keep everything in track for deadlines and stuff, you need to stay organized.
Mm-hmm. Now, with athletics, you're used to team situations, but it sounds like a lot of the other activities that you're involved in, too, are group situations. Do you enjoy meeting targets, achieving goals as a group, more so than you do as an individual?
I do as a group because it allows everyone to collaborate and work together and brainstorm different ideas to help, so that makes it a lot funner for everyone.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about your future, then. Where will you be this fall?
I'll be attending Iowa State University.
And why'd you choose Iowa State?
I chose Iowa State because I have family in the Des Moines area, and I like it down there, and I went to a college visit there, and I was really impressed with everything that I saw.
Very good. Do you know what you're going to study?
I will major in advertising and marketing.
All right. Why'd you choose that?
I really like designing and creating things, and so I figured that choosing this field will allow me to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty broad brush, though, advertising and marketing. Do you have a general idea of which direction you might want to go?
Graphic design for right now, but like once I get there, it could change if I see something else that I like.
Okay, very good. What about accomplishments? Is there something that you're going to look back on that you're most proud of?
I'm really proud of finishing in the top three in my class. We have a really smart class. Like, it was really tough to get up here, and everyone is super close together, so I'm just proud of finishing.
Was that a goal you had coming into high school, was to try as best you could to finish in the top of the class?
Coming into high school, I didn't. It wasn't my goal at first, but like last year, my junior year, I knew that I was up there, and so I wanted to finish in top three.
Okay, well, mission accomplished then. Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
I would say take advantage of every opportunity that the school provides. Work hard because it will pay off later, but also remember to enjoy the moments and have fun because time does fly by.
That's a lot of advice all at once. Very good. Well, congratulations again, Peyton, and thank you very much. Good luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
All right, and next is...
Trey Huerta.
Okay, Trey, tell us about your family.
My mom and dad are Sam and Terry Lydell, and I have four sisters that are hard to deal with. Taylor, Tori, Trisha, and Tawny.
Yeah. Sisters can be difficult that way. You feel like an island sometimes?
Oh, I can't even deal with them sometimes. It gets so bad.
Well, you're heading off to college soon, okay. So you know those days are running to an end here. Well, let's talk a little bit about school life. What classes did you enjoy?
I'd have to say... whatever class I'm in with Ms. Hauser or Mr. Everett, they seem to be the best teachers, the best environment to be around.
Are they some of your favorites?
Yeah.
Why?
I've always excelled in math, and they seem to teach it the best, but also allow, like, some lenient room for just kind of doing fun projects or fun little experiments.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room sometimes in mathematics for creativity, but they try to figure out a way to make that happen, huh?
Oh, yeah. They give us plenty of time, and if we don't understand something, they'll make sure that we do before they move on.
Okay, very good. So you'll still be talking about those guys come, say, at the 10-year class reunion.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular stuff for you then. What else has kept you busy?
Well, it's mainly sports. I did FFA for 2 years, though. Baseball, basketball, and golf have been the main two.
Do you have a favorite?
Basketball, definitely. I'm not very good, but it's fun.
Well, you know, it's just about being around sometimes the rest of the team and being a part of something, too, right?
Yeah, we've been around each other for probably about 10 years playing the same sport, so it's kind of hard to drift away from them, so I try to go out every year.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked with Peyton a little bit about, like, team situations and stuff. Do you enjoy reaching goals in a group situation?
Yeah, I feel like reaching goals with a team is better than doing something yourself because you have more people to lean on, more people to help you out, and you'll get better views on everything in life.
Very good. Okay. Well, let's talk about the future for you then. Where will you be this fall?
The great University of Iowa for engineering.
So go Hawks over here and go Cyclones on the other side. I see where we are. All right. She's giving him the evil eye here. Let's talk a little bit about course of study. What are you going to study?
Oh, just about everything that has to do with math, so I can get out of there quick, because engineering is going to take a lot of hard math, a lot of tough science, so yeah. Just about anything with physics and calculations.
How long have you wanted to go into that field of study?
Ever since I decided I was going to Iowa, that's been my main idea. I've seen different things on social media, different things all online of engineers just having a great time, loving their job, and being able to do basically whatever they want while they're on the job.
Okay, very good. Let's talk to those eighth graders here, too, before we get too far down the road. What do you want them to know before they get started with high school?
Don't be so hard on your teachers, because that's a backfire on me sometimes. And the main thing is do not procrastinate, because once you get into that English comp level of grades, you got a lot of work to do, and doing it the night before is definitely not the best idea.
No, we all find out that the hard way, don't we? What about accomplishments? What achievements will you look back on as being something you're really proud of?
I have to say, they kind of blew me out of the water with this. Jeez. I have to say, us as a team for basketball and baseball, we have stuck together for over 10 years, and that, to me, is better than any academic achievement just because of us being able to be around each other that much, and we just know each other so well, and it's just a great environment, great community. Me and it's about 15 of us that are just so close. You can't break the bond between any of us. That'd probably be the most important thing I would look back on.
Sure. So are you going to be okay this fall? No separation anxiety when you're not around all the other guys?
Well, I'd probably be most happy about getting away from my sisters, probably. That's about it.
Okay, we keep circling back around, don't we? Very good. Well, Trey, thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Yep, thank you. You too. Oh,
you bet. All right. I want to thank again Trey Huerta and Peyton Rush and Natalia Kunze. They are some of the tops of the class of 2016 from Griswold High School.